This is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my creative and crafty podcast, Thread Snippings. Episode 96 for Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. This is another Thread Snippings episode instead of a Meta Tuesday episode because I admit I haven't actually been listening to any other Dog Days of Podcasting episodes yet. I promise I will listen to them. But instead, I'm doing a Thread Snippings episode because yesterday I got an announcement via a Facebook group that is relevant to cosplay that I'd like to share. One of the many fan cosplay groups at Dragon Con is the Elf Choir, and I've seen them around and I followed the march last year on Sunday evening, but this is my first year actually participating. I'm really, really excited. This is actually one of the first times I've ever bought a pre-made set of costume pieces because I found some that I really liked and I felt fit this character well. And with all the traveling I did in June and July of this year, I knew I wasn't going to have the time or the energy to make all the costumes I wanted. So I was willing to compromise by buying my elf costume and my Elsa costume for the Disney photo shoot. My elf costumes from a site called Holy Clothing, which you may or may not have seen advertised on Facebook. I went with the jade green color because I felt it suited the character well. And I am playing one of my current Dungeons & Dragons character, Mariel Salimvar, High Elf, Knowledge Cleric of a minor deity whose name I can never remember without looking at the character sheet. I'm sorry. And the character sheet is, it's virtual, it's Fantasy Grounds, it's on someone else's computer. So, anyway. Green dress, white three-quarter length sleeve undershirt, a necklace I got off Etsy many, many years ago. Circular pendant with a green stone on it that I'm calling a holy symbol. Red wig. It's Mikuru's. I'm using the same one I already had for Mikuru. I have two sets of silicone elf slash Vulcan ears. I'm planning on wearing the one set that I intended to wear with my Star Trek uniform last time, but it didn't arrive until after I'd already left for Dragon Con last year. So I'm planning on wearing those. We are going to have at least two meetings at least two events as an elf choir group at Dragon Con. We sing at the Evening at Bree party, and we have the parade, which will presumably be Sunday evening again. We don't know exact dates or times yet. But the announcement that came out yesterday was that we got our first song choice this year. This piece is called The Rider, and it's one of the songs from this past winter holiday season's animated film, The Lord of the Rings, War of the Rohirrim, which I only knew existed because they had an advertising booth at last year's Otakon, actually, and which I will confess I did not actually watch. I kind of wish I had now. The song is really, really pretty. I guess I can put a link in the show notes if I can find it on YouTube. I hope I can find it on YouTube. It's only three-part harmony, soprano, alto, baritone. I'm planning on doing the alto part. That's what I usually do best. I'm very, very excited. I have not been in a formal choir since in many, many years. I don't think since Kentucky, actually, in 2008. Well, no, that's not true. Not since the 2009-2012 period in Temecula. Then I was in a formal choir. My current church here had a kinda sorta formal pickup one for a while, but it never really had a truly formal one. So I'm very, very excited. All right. Tomorrow will be another airport update, if I remember. I hope I remember, since I am flying out to DC area tomorrow. And did I cover ORD? Probably I did, because the last time I've been through there was, I think, for my combo trip to Chicago in 2018, which I know I covered on here. But I connect in ORD. I hope to do a airport update from there tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.